Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Chav Dalin Maseches Bava Kama. It's the 1,415th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to deal with the concepts of Tam and Muad. Tam, of course, pays Chetzi Nezek, and the Mishnah on Tezayin on the base that we had learned tells us that it would only pay up until the value of the actual shor itself, the shor hamazik itself, while Muad pays Nezek Shalem, and the Mishnah tells us that if the Nezek Shalem that it does is worth more than its value, then you'll have to pay from your possessions as well. And our daf is going to discuss the process in which a tam turns into a muad. So the Gemara will give us the source in the psukim, and then the Gemara will begin to conceptualize. For example, the Gemara says, this requirement that you need 3 days, is this liyude tura, liyude gavra, will have halfway through the amud on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, is it there to ensure that the shor is a damager, that it becomes a muad for hezek, and therefore even if it gores 3 times in 1 day, that would be enough? Or is it to warn the fellow, and every day requires a separate amada bedin, and therefore an animal cannot become a muad in less than 3 days? That's the Gemara will raise these types of questions on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to get back to the concept that we had spoken about earlier on yesterday's daf from the Mishnah on Sanhedrin Ayin Vavam Beis, and that is sicking an animal onto someone. That's the expression that we used when I grew up in New York. Unfortunately, there were some very scary dogs that used to roam the streets, and there was always a fear amongst the kids that someone would sick the dog onto someone else. Anybody knows the etymology of that, I'd be interested. But more interested in understanding the sugya itself, and that is the Gemara will discuss, Hamashasa Kalbo Shel Chavero Bechavero, and the halachos as far as that is concerned. So that's going to be our daf. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up 6-7 lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Ezeu tam ve'ezeu muad. What is a tam and what is a muad? Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Muad, kol she'idu ba'shleshi yamin. Muad is someone who has his ox that was testified for 3 distinct days. That it's a gore, that it gored 3 times, and then he pays Nezek Shalem, as the Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Beis told us. V'tam mishiyachse b'shloisha yamim. And a tam is the inverse, that the animal can turn himself back into a tam if 3 days have passed, and animals have passed them. There are many details that we'll only have also in the fourth perek, and it has not gored, so then in such a case, it could return back to its state of tam. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Remei Remei, Muad Sheyidu Bashosh Pamim, V'tam, no, for a tam to revert, Koshiu Hatinokos Mimash Mishin Boy Veinin Ogech, only when kids play with it and it doesn't gore. In other words, the fact that it had 3 opportunities to gore and it didn't, doesn't revert it back to a tam. It has to become so docile that children play with it. Says the Gemara, my time into Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Savara of Rabbi Yehuda that says that an animal only becomes a muad if there was a hadad, there was testimony against it over a period of 3 days? Amar Abaye explained, because of the pasuk that is used in regards to a shar hamuad. The pasuk says, "Oinoida ki shar nagahu mitmol shilshaim." If it was known from previously, from previous days, v'lo yishmerenu balav, then in such a case he pays nezek shalem. Now we analyze the word tmol. It doesn't say tmol, it says mitmol. Now, it could just as well have said tmol, Abaye argues. So there are 3 words here. Tmol, chad mitmol, trei shilsham. It says mitmol shilsham. The mem is extra, it could have said tmol. It didn't have to say shilsham, it just could say previously. Tlasa, that's 3. One says shilsham. Tmol is chad, mitmol trei, shilsham tlasa. V'lo yishmerenu balav, asa negicha revias. And if you don't guard it on the 4th time, so then you'd have to pay nezek shalem. Rava has a different rasha. Rava amar, tmol mitmol chad, the word tmal mitmal only tells us one. Shil shom is trey. V'lo yishmerenu ha'idna chayiv. And if you don't guard it, then now it's going to be chayiv. Now, once Rava has this different Rasha, Rashi tells us there's a big nafkamina, two lines from the bottom. Because v'lo yishmerenu, if you don't guard it already on the third time, you're going to be chayiv nezek shon. Not on the fourth time, like Abaye, but on the third time, according to Rava. So that's a machloikis between Abaye and Rava, bidas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, my time. What is Rabbi Meir's svara? Where Rabbi Meir's lashon was different. Rabbi Meir's lashon was the Gemara's medayik muad sheyidu ba shlosha pa'amim. Three times sounds like even on one day. Desanya says the Gemara, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Meir, richuk nigichos of kayif, kiv nigichos of lo kol shekein. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if you have a space, then you're called a muad. In other words, it gores on day one, day two, day three. But certainly, if it gores three times on one day, presumably Rabbi Meir's kol shekein is that if it gores three times in a row within a few hours, then that shows that it's certainly a killer. Amrulay, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Meir, they weren't happy with his position. Two lines on top of Avdalad Amvay Aleph. Zava Tochiach. When it comes to Zava, will prove that your point is not correct. There, Torah Kedoshah tells us in the end of Parshas Metzerah that there are two ways in which a woman could have an emission from her body and become Tmeya. One is Nida, which is her menstrual cycle. The other is Zava, which does not happen during her menstrual cycle. It happens afterwards, where the body is also expunging something. According to many, it's an unhealthy emission. In other words, it's not the normal cycle of the body to emit. Anyhow, it's some type of flow, which to this day we don't know exactly what it looks like. But the halacha is that if a woman during her time of Zava, which is not during her menstrual time, has 3 days of Zava, she becomes a Zava Gedola and she needs to wait. Shivu Nikim is described in the Torah Kedoshim Parshas Metzora. Zava Techiach, when it comes to Zava, she only becomes a Zava Gedola when she sees on three separate days. If she sees on one day, she's a Zava Ketana. If she sees a lot on one day, she's still the same Zava Ketana. If she's a Zavak Tanan, then she doesn't have to wait 7 clean days. Zavak Techiach, Sherichka Riyisa, she only becomes Zavak Dola if she has a distance of days. Then she's Tmeya. Kira Riyisa, Torah. But if she sees a lot of Zavak on one day, or 3 different sightings on one day, then that's not enough to make her a Zavak Dola. However, Rabbi Meir responded, Amalan, Hare Yoimer Vizayis Tia Tumasoi Bizayvoi. Tola akosav es hazav biriyas ves hazava biyamim. The Torah says when it comes to the zava, Rashi gives us the source in regards to zava. Rashi in the second and third line quotes the pasuk that from Mitzayrik yazuv zayv dama yamim rabim, and it says expressly that it depends on days. And Chazal Darshan Yomim is 2, Rabim is to add another, and that is 3. 3 days, as we mentioned, becomes a Zava Gedola. In contrast to Zav, the Gemara mentions that there it does not have that formulation. There the Torah describes Ish Ish Kiyah Zav Mibsarai Zavai Tamayhu, also an emission for a male is, of course, Zav. And the Gemara says that a pasuk concludes with v'zayis tiyat tumasai, that this is the way a zav becomes tameh, and with 3 ri'os, even if it's in one day, in contrast to a zava. So argues Rabbi Meir, we see expressly that this is a special halacha in regards to zava. Says the Gemara, 5 lines on the top, 6 lines on the top, of Chavdalad Amanalf, my Dahai V'zayis L'miyute, Zava Miri'iyas. Why do you say that Zava is the exception? Eima L'miyute, Zav Miyamim. Maybe it's telling you that in general, that Zav should be governed by the days, but Zayis tells us that it's an exception. Then we would be able to extrapolate to Sharamud and say that when it comes to Sharamud as well, the normal thing is to be dependent on days. Says the Gemara, Amakrov Azov Ezoivoy Lezachar Ulinikeva. The psukim, when it summarizes at the end of Parshas Mitzayra, Vadova bini dasav azoiv ezoivoy lazochar velanikeva liisha sheyishkav imtmeya. When the Torah summarizes, it equates zachar with anikeva. Manikeva biyamim af zachar biyamim. So I would have thought that everything should be dependent on yamim. Comes along the pasuk, and the pasuk says that zava is the exception. Once again, I would have thought that Vizos, as the Gemara in the question has argued, that a Zav is not Mitame Biyamim, to which the Gemara responds, no, that wouldn't be, because we would have equated a Nekeva with a Zachar to say that both of them have Yamim. So says the Gemara, so why don't we go in the other direction? V'leikish Nekeva L'Zachar, Ma Zachar B'Riyas Af Nekeva B'Riyas. Why don't we say in the opposite direction? It says Gemara, Miyat Rachman of Azois. Because of Azois tells us that you Nekeva is not dependent on Rias, is dependent on Yamin. Umayra Isa, why did you think to learn the drasha that way? Mistabra, Koi b'Rias, Mayat Rias. When we're talking about Rias, so you're coming, the Vizois is coming to Mayat Rias. Koi b'Rias, Mayat Yamin. If you're talking about Rias, you would come to exclude days. So therefore, the Gemara is satisfied that Zeus is coming to Mimayit Zav from Yamim, and then the Pasuk is not talking about Yamim at all, and therefore the standard would, according to Rabbi Meir, not be dependent on Yamim altogether. Period. So we have Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanur Rabbanan, Ezel Muad. We put a big period over here. Ezel Muad. Kol she'idu b'shloshi yamim. A muad is if they testified that the animal gored 3 different days. V'tam she'utanokos misham mimash mishin bo ve'ein nogeh divrei Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi is an interesting combination of shita, both shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. On the one hand, he says kol she'idu b'shloshi yamim, that you need 3 days, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, he's like Rabbi Meir, where in our Mishnah, of course, we're comparing Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. He's like Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, that says that the way in which you undo his status of a Muad is the children play with him. Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, Muad kol she'idu b'shlosh pa'amim. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says 3 times. All you need 3 times, even on 1 day, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'lo amru shalosh yom el chazar belvad. The way in which you undo muad is if the animal became a muad, it needs 3 separate days where it passes animals and doesn't gore, then it reverts back to its state of tam. So what we have is over here really 4 different shitas amongst the Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa. Amar Rav Nachman bar Amar Rav Ada bar Ava halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'muad. We follow the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Sharei Rabbi Yosi moideloi, because Rabbi Yosi conceded. In other words, the way in which the animal becomes a muad requires 3 days, as Rabbi Yehuda said, and Rabbi Yosi corroborated. V'halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'tam. But on the other hand, we follow Rabbi Meir when it comes to Tam, that the way in which it reverts to Tam is that the Tinokos play with him. Shaharei Rabbi Yossi Modelo. For Rav Ada Barava, in the name of Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi's opinion tips the scale who we follow in the Machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Ada Barava had quoted this psak from Rav Nachman, basically following Rabbi Yossi's pshara. V'leim amar halach ki Rabbi Meir b'muad, sharei Rabbi Shimon modelo, v'halach Rabbi Yehuda b'tam, sharei Shimon modelo. Why don't you look at where Rabbi Shimon conceded, in which position he concedes to Rabbi Yehuda, in which position he concedes to Rabbi Meir, and that will bring you to the opposite conclusion. Amar le'anok Rabbi Yossi svirle, to Rabbi Yossi mi muko imoy. The Gemara is quoting a very beautiful Amud in Gittin Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, where we list all of the special attributes amongst of particular Tanoim. And Rabbi Yossi was known for having a deep understanding. Rabbi Yossi was known to have an understanding full of rayas, that he was able to back it up. That's what how most translate the word nimuk. Nimuko imo is he had many rayas, and therefore if Rabbi Yossi weighs in, Rabbi Yossi's shita is given greater significance than the shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's pretty amazing, considering Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Just to keep in mind that because of the godless of the of Rabbi Shimon being Megalus Sodos HaTorah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has taken a particular place in the mind of Klal Yisrael, well deserved. But in a Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon, we follow Rabbi Yossi Denimuko Ima. Just to frame our appreciation for all of the Tanaim, even the Tanaim that weren't as famous. The Gemara now attempts to refine, or better word, even define, and be more precise about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. According to most opinions, that's who we paskin like. That says that you need 3 days. Why do you need 3 days? Do you need 3 days in terms of the shor, or in terms of letting the person know? In other words, everybody agrees that if the shor gores for 3 times on 1 day, so the only time you're chayiv is if it's on 3 separate days. But what happens if you come in and testify on 1 day that there were 3 different negichos? So if you say it's liyudei tura in terms of knowing that the shor is a nakhon, and it happens to happen on 3 different days, so then you've taken care of that by saying it, by testifying that it actually took place on 3 different days. If it's liyudei gavra, so then in such a case, it could be you need to warn the owner on 3 separate days. Let's see the Gemara develop this. L'may nafkamina, whether you say it's the Yudei Tura to warn, to know that the animal is a gor, or to warn the owner. If there are 3 groups of Eidim that come and testify in 1 day, that's enough. But if it's to warn the owner, lo miyayit, he hasn't been warned on 3 separate days. Meimar Amar, he could say, Hashtu dekamis adubi, they're only testifying against me now, and I need 3 separate warnings on 3 separate days. And that's what it means that we need 3 days. 3 separate days of 3 warnings. Says a Gemara Tashma. What are we going to do in this about the Shaila? Ein Hashor Nasamud, Ad Sheyidu Boi Bifnei Bailim, Bifnei Bezdin. In order for the Shar to be called a Muad, it needs to be in front of the owners, in front of Bezdin. Hayidu bo bifnei Bezdin, v'shelo bifnei Bailim. What happens if it takes place in front of Bezdin, not in front of the owners? Or bifnei Bailim, v'shelo bifnei Bezdin. Or it took place not in front of Bezdin, but in front of the owners. Ein anasmud at sheyidu bo bifnei Bezdin, v'fnei Bailim. Hayidu shnayim birishona, v'shnayim b'shniyah, v'shnayim b'shlishis. What happens? There are 3 separate groups of Edom. One testifies on the first scoring, a second group testifies on the second, a third on the third. Harei kan shloshe edos. It's 3 separate edos. Vehein edos achas lahazama. At the same time, even though they testified on different events, but they would be one set of edos in regards to hazama. What does that mean? Shin nimtzeis. If Nimtzeis Kat Rishona Zomemes, that if the first Kat turns out that they were lying, because Edom Zomim come along and say, Imanu Yisem, we were with you, Harei Kan Shtei Edios, then there's only 2 Edios, Vuhu Pater Vein Pturim, and therefore no longer would the Baal be Chayiv Nezek Shalem, but also the Edom that are lying don't have to pay Kasher Zomam Lasos, because without them, the Edom of Muad would not take effect, while at the same time, their Edos is dependent on other Edios. In other words, the first set of Edom are not the only ones that made the Shor Muad, and therefore, they're not the ones who made the Shor Muad. Nimzis Katshni Zememes, Harein Kain Edos Achas, Vuhu Patreim Turim. Once again, the second set of Edom come Edom Zomimin, so then they're still not Chayiv, as for the difference on their lie, because they weren't the ones alone who made him emzum. Nimsa kachlishis zomemes kulan chayovim. If it turns out all three of them are zomemin, so then they're all chayiv, because now all three of them turned a tam into a muad falsely. And that's called kasher zomam. Okay, so the Braisa tells us that in order for Edom Zomim, there are three sets of Edom Zomim, each one testifying a different negicha, turns out are all lying, they will pay the punishment of kasher zomam lasos only if all three of them become Edom Zomim, because otherwise they weren't entirely the cause for the claim that the animal is a muad, they were only a piece. But if all three of them are liars, then they're going to be chayv. Analyze the Gemara in the last line of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. E amit li yude tura shapir. If we're going to say that each set of Edom are coming to testify that this animal is a gorer, then everything works. Eli amit li yude gavra. But if you're going to say that you need three separate days to warn the owner three different times, so then this halacha of Edom Zomim is difficult. Lemru hanach kamoi. Let the first set of Edom say, Anan miyav yadinan debasar shalosh yom asu hani umiyadele. How are we to know that in 3 days, if the case, of course, is liyudei gavra, then the last set of Edom, who are liars, we're now talking about a case where all of them are lying in their chayiv, how are we to know that in 3 days they were going to be Edom that were going to come and finally make him into a muad? So we just gave strike one, but our strike one has nothing to do with strike two or three. If you say that it's liyudei tura, so then in such a case, if all of them come together, Rashi explains the bottom of Dalet Amid Aleph, and they know in their one testimony they are turning him into a shara muad, because all three of them are testifying about a negicha on 3 different days, but they testify at the same time. But if you need liyudei gavra, so why would the first set of Edom be zomimin on muad? Amar Rav Ashi, Amrisa l'shmaitza kamei Rav Kana, 4 lines on top of Dalet Amid Beis. I said this argument to Rav Kana. Va'amar li uliyudei tura minicha. And if you say it's liyudei tura, does this price make sense? V'lemru hanech basroi. Let the later one say anon miyada dina dekol dekoy beidina asude betura kasu anon lechiyuve gavra palganiska askinan. Says Rav Kahana, I don't even understand why you should be chayv for liyudei tura, and that is the last set of Edom should come along and say, we had no idea how Bezin was going to process the testimony of the first two. We just wanted to be mechayiv, the animal, a chiyuv of chetzi nezek. So how were we to know that what we were coming and doing was going to be mechayiv, the animal, as a muad, to turn the animal into a muad? Says the Gemara, that raya of Rav Kahana we could deflect. The Kamaramzi Remuzi. We saw that they were signing to each other. The other sets of Edom were coming. Ah, you're coming for this animal. We're also coming to this animal. 1 plus 2 plus 3. 1 plus 1 plus 1. All of us are coming to do 1 plus 1 plus 1, and we're going to turn him into a muad. So clearly, it was clear that they were coming with an agenda to put him into a muad. And since it was clear, they can't say we weren't coming for this at all. Interestingly, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also has an instance where Edom Zomim could say, we had no idea we were coming to be mechayiv, that particular chiyuv that you want to give us zmama for. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph constructs a case where Edom Zomim testified that a naira murasa was mezana, that they could say, la'osra al-baila banu, we weren't coming to put her to death, just to make her usher to her husband. So you see, could be a halach of kasher zomam lasos, that we see that their intention is going to be important. Over here, though, we don't take into account what they claim their intention was, because it was obvious that was not their intention. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi deflects Rav Kahana's kasha. He says, Kishabo Ritzufim, they clearly came one after the other, and therefore it's certainly clear that they were intending to turn them into the animal into a sharmut. Ravina Amar b'makirin bal hashar ve'ein makirin es hashar. They knew the owner of the shar, they don't know the shar itself. In other words, they testified, they're coming in to testify that this bal hashar allowed his shar to go out and do damage. So they're clearly testifying against him and not for the chiyuv of chatzi nezek. So the Gemara just clarifies, and what would the testimony be? Eleheichem yaidle, the amar tura nagachna islach bivkarcha. They came and they said that we know that there is a gore amongst your cattle. We don't know which. So clearly they're intending to warn the Gavra that he's got a shar muad, and they can't say that they were coming to be mechayev chetzi nezek. So at the end of the day, it seems like the Gemara has a raya that the halacha is li'iyudei tura, not li'iyudei gavra, because the case of Edom Zomamin would not be understood, according to Amad Amar, that says that the Edus is li'iyudei gavra, and the nafkamina is whether you could testify on one day, on three different cases, against the shor. However, Taisus and Dibar Maschil b'Mekirin has a few technical questions, and therefore Tosis ultimately learns that the last teretz of the Gemara would work both according to Man Damar Yudei Tura as well as Li Yudei Gavra. La Halacha, the Rambam leaves it as a suffik. If three Edom testify on one day, it's a suffik imhuad olohuad, and therefore this is an open question that requires a lot more iyun. Let's praise Hashem. Continue on. Iboy lo amashasa kalboy shel chavero bechavero. Mahu. If someone sicks his dog against his friend, mahu. What's the Gemara's shaila? So we have a case in which Rashi spells this out very beautifully. Levi takes the dog of Reuven and he sicks it on Shimon. So says the Gemara like this. Mishasa vaday potter. A very uncomfortable phenomenon, and that is the actual one who sicked the dog, who sent it, is going to be potter because it's grama b'nezikin. We've had this twice. We had this on today's daf, Chav Dalet Amabez, and Rashi repeated this also by Mishas and Nochash on Chav Gimel Amabez. So it's a terrible thing, but he's potter medine adam, chayiv medine shemayim. But now we want to know medine adam, bal kelev mai. What about the Baal Kelef? In Rashi's terms, it's Reuven who owns the dog. Mi amrina matzi amale ano ma'avid nale. Reuven could say, it was Levi who's this awful guy. I didn't do anything. Odim amrina le, kivun diadas b'kal b'cha demash se le, umich se lo yibay lech l'shuye. Since you know that your dog is a pit bull, so then in such a case, you shouldn't have left it around. You should have put the dog to death. At the end of the day, we respect human life more than we do dog life. And therefore, you should have either had it locked up in a way that would definitely not do damage, or have put it to sleep. So that's a fascinating shaila. Amar Rabbi Zera, Tashma, Vitam, what is the status of Tam? Shiyu hatinokos memashmishin boy ve'eno nogeach. That if the kids play with it and it doesn't gore, hanogeach chayiv. If the kids are playing with it and it gores it, it's chayiv. Oh, ho, ho. This is the case, if I'm not mistaken, the California Zoo. And that is, the tinokos are sicking the dog on themselves. A child playing with a gorilla is sicking the gorilla on itself. Hanogeach. But if the gorilla gores, chayiv, then the zoo is chayiv. And the responsibility of the zoo is to kill the gorilla. If there's any type of suffix. So we see that the halacha is that even if your animal was sicked, you were responsible to take care of it. Amar Abaye, miktani nogach chayiv, dilmaha nogach lohave tam. Maybe it's enough to give it a strike that it's no longer a tam. However, ubahi negicha lo mechayiv, but that negicha would not be chayiv. Obviously, my reference to the case is just to bring out a point. There are many differences between the halacha over here and the halacha over there. But at the end of the day, it's clear it's Chazal's orientation. So, bottom line, let's go back to our Gemara. if someone's Meshasa Kalbo Shel Chaveiro, it's obvious that the Meshasa himself is a Grumma and is Potter. The Baal HaKelev, we have an open question. And we said in regards to that open question that the Baal HaKelev would be Chayiv in the case of Tinokas Memashim Shim Bo because he's required to guard it. The Gemara then says, but that might be that he's just chayiv, that he still has a din tam, but he might not have to pay. Tashma, let's continue. Shisa boy es hakelev, shisa boy nochosh, potter. We learned on Chav Gimel Amibes, where we quoted from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Ayin Vav Amibes, that if you sick a dog, you sick a snake, according to Cham, your potter. My la potter mishasa v'chayiv bal kelev. It seems that only the one who sicks is potter, but the owner would be chayiv lo. We just struggled with this also yesterday as well in the Gemara. If one would say, even if there was an opinion, says Rava, that someone who sicks the dog of his friend, he's chayiv, she's so hu ba'atma, but if the owner himself sicks it, for a technical reason, potter. He would be potter. My taima, call him mishana u'ba'achar v'shina bo potter. We learned earlier that if you have someone who would be chayiv for an abnormal damage of an animal, and then he adds a shinoi on top of it. Earlier we had a case in which an animal normally does not eat utensils in the Rishus HaRabim, but even according to the Man Norma who says that an animal that eats utensils is chayiv, that only makes sense. The Gemara therefore describes that if someone does a shinoi by putting his kalim into the Rishus HaRabim, and then someone else's animal does a shinoi and eats them, so the halacha is that one is potter. Actually, there are two opinions in the Gemara, kol mishana b'acha v'shina b'al potter, but Rav here is assuming kol mishana b'acha v'shina b'al potter. So here you have as well that type of phenomenon. Number one, the fellow was mishase. That's not normal to sick an animal. Number two, it's not normal for an animal to bite. And therefore, one would be potter. Rav Papa is not so swayed by Rava's argument, and he looks around and he finds a raya. Amalei Rav Papa le Rava. Itmar mishmei de Rish Lakish kavaseich. You know what? I found that Rish Lakish said something similar. There were two cows in Rishus Haram. Achas revutza v'achas maleches. One is jumping around, and the other one is just walking. Ubata maleches berevutza. And the one that's walking innocently kicks the one that was jumping around wildly. Ptura. The halacha is that the one that was walking is potter. Now, why is the one that was walking potter? Because the one that was jumping around shouldn't have been jumping. And therefore, v'kola mishana u'ba'achar v'shina bo. He was jumping around, he was mishana. And someone comes along to him and does something not normal to him, he's going to be potter. So that's the case of kol ha-mishana u'ba'achar v'shina bo. That relates also to the case of Shiso hu ba'atzmo. Now, we might not have explained that, I realize now, as clearly as we should have. In a case of where when someone sicks a dog, and then the dog goes and bites him, the sicker. So then, in such a case, it's kol ha-mishana u'ba'achar v'shina bo, and he's potter. We might have even skipped a line in the Gemara when we read that line from Rava. So that's going to be the same case of kol ha-mishana u'ba'achar v'shina bo. Amalei. Well, Rava said, I'm not sure, I hold that that's halacha, kol mishana b'acha v'shina bo, if you sick a dog and the dog bites you, then it's mamish the case, kol mishana b'acha v'shina bo. However, this case might be different. The case that you described, amala, ana, b'ahil yichiyuva mechayvinan. I might have been mechayev, the animal that's walking normally. Damrinale, ki islach rishus lisguye alai, levute bi lesach rishusay. The owner of the animal that was rovate, that was jumping around, would say, you could walk normally, and then if I bumped into you, you'd be potter. But to kick, just because the animal is rovate, that doesn't justify your animal is kicking, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. We're going to stop over here, and on today's daf, we discussed four different opinions from the Tanoim, starting with the Mishnah, and then a brice halfway through Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, of exactly how one becomes a Muad and how one undoes it through Tam.
the opinion that becomes the halacha is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that is a combination of both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that you need three separate days to be testified against to become a muad, and if there are 3 days that pass that doesn't gore, you now return to be a tam, you're no longer a muad. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi teaches us that require 3 days. Rabbi Meir, who says you could have in three moments on one day, we do not paskin like him. On the other end, to become a tam, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir that says that if the tinokas are mishamshmish, mimashmishin, then you're going to be chayiv. And the Gemara suggests that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you need 3 days or not, is whether a number that's described in the Torah, like in the case of Zav and Zava, normally connotates three different days or three particular moments, and that will be a machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and that might get involved, the Gemara suggests, in how you read the Psukim when it comes to Zava. The Gemara then, once we've passed and it takes 3 days, the Gemara has a shaila within that position of Rabbi Yehuda, and that is Liyude Tura o Liyude Gavra. That means that even if the shor gored in a span of 3 days, that will become a muad, do you need to testify in three different days or not? The Gemara has many rayas. Ultimately, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara concluded that it's liyude tura, and if you do it in 1 day, that would be enough. However, we saw that there, according to Tosas, as well as the Rambam lahalacha, it's an open question in the Gemara, and lahalacha, we have a suffix, was Yude Tura and Yude Garu. We went back to lahalacha of Mishasa Kalbo Shel Chavera. The rules of thumb summarizing Chav Dal and Mbez as well as Chav Gimel and Mbez is that the Mishasa himself is going to be Potter, one who sicks is Potter because he has a din of Grama. The owner might be now responsible that his animal is a Muad, but might not have to pay. We don't see, says Rabbi Zera and Abaye, that one has to pay. Ultimately, then the Gemara is mefalpel within the halachos of kol mishanu bo achar vishina bo, and the Gemara differentiates between someone who sicks an animal and ultimately it bites him, where clearly the bala kelev is going to be potter, versus an instance where an animal is acting wildly in harishus harabim, and then another animal comes along and kicks it, so then in such case it might still be room to be mechayiv, the animal that kicked. This Beis HaShem concludes Daf Chav Dalid in Maseches Bava Kamma.